Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I want to pray for two things here. I want to pray for the whatever is going on in Congo. I've never been there. But seeing your faces,
mais en voyant vos visages,
show me that something real is happening in Congo.
Ça me montre quelque chose de réel est en train de se passer au Congo.
Amen.
And Lord, I want to pray for strength.
Hallelujah.
Can I lay my hand on you, sister, as a representative?
Je peux mettre ma main sur toi qui pour représenter la RDC.
Lord, I pray that you would cause your body to
Seigneur,
be strong.
Que tu puisses.
Lord, that the gates of hell will not prevail.
Amen.
Amen. And Lord, you would cause this body to increase. Lord, we see the sisters here.
Nous voyons les sœurs ici présentes.
But Lord, where are the men?
Mais nous, Seigneur, nous sommes deux hommes.
So Lord, I pray you bring them in, Lord.
Je prie que tu amènes les hommes, Seigneur.
Amen. And I see a second group of people called UN employees.
Et je vois un certain nombre de gens appelés des agents de Nations Unies.
First of all, Sister Berry, because she's invited us to come. We've been to many other places. We've been to Sierra Leone. Margaret, Geraldine. And now Sissy. And you know, the Lord just dropped something onto me while we were praising. This includes your husbands as well. Wherever these women go, the church goes.
Hallelujah!
Church springs up.
Hallelujah!
And God plants them in many places. In Africa. They're not part of an organized church, but church grows where these women live. You know, the UN is probably not my favorite organization. But and it may very well be something that the devil will use in the end time for the wrong purpose. But I'm thinking of Daniel. Daniel was forced to work for a wicked, unrighteous king.
That's right.
Daniel était forcé à utiliser pour la justice.
À travailler dans un gouvernement qui n'est pas juste.
And God prospered him and promoted him.
Amen.
And Daniel, the king may have thought that Daniel was doing the king's business.
Daniel a fait les affaires du royaume.
But God knew that he had put Daniel there to do God's business.
Mais Dieu savait qu'il était condamné à faire ses affaires là-bas.
You know, you could say the same thing about Joseph.
Je pense qu'on peut dire la même chose avec Joseph.
He too was taken by force into a land that he did not want to go. He paid a price in his prison while God was dealing with him, stripping him of pride.
Là où Dieu travaillait avec lui,
And then God promoted him.
Et alors le Seigneur l'a promu.
And again, it was for the salvation of many people.
Et il fut le salut de beaucoup de gens.
So take heart, UN employees. God has a special end time purpose for you. And Lord, we do ask that you would prosper them. Yes, favor them, Lord.
Amen.
Shield them from every harm and evil of this wicked and dark world. Amen. Hallelujah. Did you have anything, sister? Okay.
I had a song, but... And it's going along with what you were saying. Do I walk in the
wind?
We can.
Let's take a time and sing it.
Avec ce que vous dites, j'ai un travail au milieu des troubles.
I think we have some witness here for a new song.
It's in your Bible, in your scripture.
C'est dans la Bible.
Is it Psalm 130?